This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today not far from where we left off last Friday, actually, in the bond market and the interesting, shall we say, behavior of the benchmark U.S. 10-year Treasury bond. 4.35% was the yield on the 10-year today at one point, which, while historically not so bad, is more than a full percentage point higher than it was this past spring. All of that is a long-winded way of saying that money in this economy is getting more expensive. And we have talked a lot about why that is. The Fed raising rates, of course. The prospect of a healthier economy to come as well. Also, though, this, the people, countries, that is, that usually buy American debt are becoming a little less interested. Among them, China and Japan. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
As foreign countries go, Japan and China are big holders of U.S. debt.
Two of the biggest, number one and number two.
Josh Lipsky is at the Atlantic Council. In case you're wondering, most of our government debt is held domestically. Only about 30% is held abroad. But about a third of that is held by China and Japan. Comes out to a little more than $2 trillion in U.S. treasuries. And right now, those two countries look like they are backing off.
That doesn't mean they don't have appetite, but it does mean they are diversifying a little bit away from U.S. treasuries.
The reasons reflect things going on in the Chinese and Japanese economies. China's central government is taking more control of the country's finances at a time when the economy is slowing down. Lipsky with the Atlantic Council says Chinese politicians may therefore use more of the government's own money to deal with those troubles at home.
To invest more domestically and to help regenerate growth in their own economy, and they believe they can do that through domestic investments, and so they put a little less in U.S. treasuries.
In Japan, the yen is at a decades low, and some investors think it might rise moving forward as interest rates rise in Japan. If the currency does strengthen, that would eat into the value of investments in treasuries. Brad Setzer is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
If you're a Japanese investor and you bought U.S. dollar bonds, the big risk you face is that the yen will go up and the dollar will go down, and the yen value of your dollar bonds will go down.
So it wouldn't make much sense for Japanese investors to buy a lot more treasuries. Plus, rates are rising slightly in Japan. It might make more sense to invest at home. Both China and Japan have their own complicated sets of reasons for possibly not wanting to buy as many U.S. treasuries. It's just a little bit less expected demand, which is helping driving up the borrowing costs for the U.S. government. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.